This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Crescenciano Cruz. Date of birth is December 1st, 1969. Case ID number is 315-7884. Date of exam, 6/28/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, dated 11/24/21. And 6/7/2019. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cirrhosis of the liver and fluid in his chest. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2011, where he used to work at restoring TVs for Panasonic and also worked at warehouse jobs for 32 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his wife, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, cirrhosis of the liver. Number two, fluid in the chest, /pleural effusion. History of allegations. Number one, cirrhosis of the liver. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver, secondary to alcohol abuse. The claimant states the character of his abdominal pain is a tight colic pain located in the right upper quadrant and also which radiates mainly to his back area and the rest of his abdomen. He states that he has these colicky pains every day. Other associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea times 6 per day, melena, hematemesis, weakness, and occasional gastritis. He denies any constipation or weight loss, and he states he's not food intolerant to any foods. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse and has responded fairly well to all the medications. At the present time, he is on lactulose, 10 grams for 15 milliliters, QD, pantoprazil, 40 milligrams, QD, BID, spironolactone, 25 milligram tablets, BID, sucralfate, 1 gram per 10 milliliters, QID. He also takes furosemide, 20 milligrams QD, for the water retention. Allegation number two, fluid in the chest. The claimant states that in 2018 and 2021, he was diagnosed with pleural effusion, secondary to liver failure. The claimant also had complications of COVID-19 and had bilateral pneumonia. And his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, climbing 2 steps, talking, resting, seasonal changes, and seasonal changes. He denies any history of smoking. The last time he was in the emergency room was in 2021, and he has been hospitalized 2 times in that year. The last time he was hospitalized was in 2021. He denies being intubated. At the present time, the claimant is not on inhalers, steroids, or oxygen. He was diagnosed with pleural effusion and respiratory difficulty secondary to liver failure and water retention. His condition has been treated with furosemide 20 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable. The claimant also has other symptoms of swelling of his legs, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with both hands, comma, but is unable to open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his doctor is Dr. Ali Naki. He is presently on acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, 2 tablets, QID, PRN for pain, which he states does give some relief. He does no other physical activity. His other physician is Dr. Shui Yi Win. Now, the claimant has labs of an H&H of 10/29.10, an INR of 1.60, elevated liver function test of 62, elevated total bilirubin of 2.51, increased ammonia level, total protein of 8.3, and lactic dehydrogenase at 730. His ammonia level was elevated to 52 micromoles per liter, and his D-dimer ULT was elevated at 1,062, which was critical. And this was the last time that he was hospitalized. His condition has gotten better. At the present time, he's on basic medications for his liver dysfunction. Family history: father died in his 80s. Father is in his 80s and has cancer of the prostate, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. His mother is also in her 80s, and she has cirrhosis of the liver secondary to hepatitis and hypertension. Medications: acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, 2 tablets, QID, furosemide, 20 milligrams, POQD, lactulose, 10 grams/15 milliliters, QD, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, BID, spironolactone, 25 milligrams, BID, sucralfate, 1 gram per 10 milliliters, QID. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, cirrhosis of the liver, comma, acute respiratory failure secondary to COVID-19, and bilateral pulmonary effusion. Anemia, comma, hyperammonia, comma, chronic thrombocytopenia, major surgeries. The claimant did have a esophageal varices procedure to stop bleeding. Apparently, the veins were tied in 2018. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he would drink 1 6-pack per day for 12 years, and he quit in 2019. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, any IV drug abuse. He did use cocaine in 2016. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any infectious hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases, but does have hepatitis secondary to alcohol abuse. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 351 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 148 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 53.5. General. This is a 52-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal with mild cataract formation. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally, except for a few rails that were heard on both lower lung fields. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, mildly tender in the right upper quadrant, and distended on palpation. The claimant also had increased active bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted. However, the claimant does have some mild edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological exam? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have slightly decreased thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflex bilaterally. The claimant did present with a tremor of both hands, which is coming from the liver disease. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was fair and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam. However, the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms of his lumbar sacral back area and tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except in his hands, where the claimant has deformity of the left middle finger and also of the fifth finger on the right side, secondary to Dupuytren's contracture. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant has an abnormal ranges of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor or to flex at all, secondary to his condition. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for a tremor that was noted in both hands and decreased sensitivity of both hands. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was completely abnormal, secondary to the claimant not being able to get up on the exam table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is unable to flex more than 90 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes and has difficulty walking at a tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. The claimant presented with no assisted devices but does appear to need one at this time. Neurological grip strength was plus 3/5 bilaterally. The claimant had difficulty in opposing his fingers and in the pinch exam. The claimant also had difficulty in making a fist and did have some deformity of his fingers, secondary to Dupuytren's contracture or deformity from osteoarthritis. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasms, especially in the lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength is plus 3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Comprehensive metabolic panel, dash. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of his hands. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 3/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to cirrhosis of the liver and decreased ranges of motion of all extremities and osteoarthritis / Dupuytren's contracture of both hands. Probable diagnoses: Number one, cirrhosis of the liver, dash confirmed with medical records. Being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number two, fluid in the chest, dash has been treated with furosemide, which appears to be fairly stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cresciano Cruz.